Hello, everybody. How are we doing today? How are we doing today, everybody? Well, it's another one of our calls. You're more than welcome to talk about anything you want to talk about. These are open forum calls, basically to help people, inform people, give people the idea of what they're going to do, how they can do things, open up avenues to connect with other people. We deal with some personal situations so that you can direct your knowledge of what is going on in your life. Helping people out. Today I have been dealing with my own case and starting a commercial lien against the judge's bond in my cases. It's actually been quite a nightmare. There is a lot you do have to research to get that information going, to get that information out there, to properly address your issues as you want to address them. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Supposedly we're going to have Cindy on. And she can give us some more information about what's going on with Child Protective Services and how you can deal with that. So we're also supposed to have Cassandra on, and she's going to talk about some of her issues. So hopefully we'll have a good show tonight. As people call in, of course, we'll let them bring up different subject matters, and you can relate information as you see it or as it deals with your cases. Don't be afraid to chime right in, or I believe you press 1 to get into the queue, and we will address you as we can. We try to keep the forums within a half-hour limit so that new people are not left in the dark as what we're talking about. And that will hopefully keep things going. Maybe we can get... see if we can get Yvonne on. And get her to do some discussion. Are you on? Would you like to do a call? And yeah, that's going to work. Anyway, hopefully we'll get Cindy on here in a minute and get her to discuss some of the issues going on with Child Protective Services and get you to deal with what's going on. And then We've started these at your rush hour times. We've hopefully done it to where everybody can get at least a piece of the show. That way, when you're driving home or when you're about to leave work, you can put your earbuds in and you can listen to what's going on with other people. And hopefully it will help you with your cases. And that will get us all connected. Last week we talked about how to connect with people in your area, and that a good way to do it would be to use your local Craigslist and just put in there that if you're dealing with child services, if you're dealing with family court, looking for people to connect with, looking for support, looking for people to do court watch, which is something really big in the Sacramento area. They have a very good program going on. They show up in court for each other. You're allowed to do an affidavit as a court watcher, and you're allowed to put it into other people's records so that there is something there besides the letter of the law record that when they do all these approach the bench type discussions, you can actually get that part of the record and what was said and how it was done so that we can protect each other. I have talked to Ronnie Davis today. We are definitely going forward. He has about 10 callers that are working to help others work on getting their kids back, about filing a corporate lien against the judge's bond. And that seems to be coming along pretty good. So as we grow that, Ronnie will be on probably next week, actually. He said he's very interested in doing a show to start teaching people step-by-step where they can go, what they can do. You definitely don't want to miss that call-in. And, but we can't get anything done until we start actually getting up off our chairs and actually starting to file the papers, actually start making people know that we're not going to sit by and we're not going to let these things happen. Again, we didn't do this during prime time because so many other people are doing such good shows during that time. We're not going to interfere with them. We're not going to separate our resources. We're trying to unite our resources. We're trying to give everybody a chance to get on when they can. And
hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear
me? I guess my Bluetooth wasn't working, huh?
I don't know. I just dialed the number. Huh?
What's your name?
I'm sorry? Cindy.
Cindy, okay.
Cindy Allen.
Yeah, okay, Cindy. I thought it was your phone number, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, is that you, Randall?
Yes, it is. We're just trying to get this software up and going and trying to get a schedule going so that...
How's it going so far?
We only started Friday.
So.
So basically, we sit here and talk to each other. We actually had a couple of callers Friday, a couple of guys that were fighting over custody and fighting over CPS. So we told them about the declaratory judgment.
Oh, Lord. Right.
So
Friday was Friday your first show?
Yeah. Well, we're not doing it as a show. We're doing it more as a call-in.
Well,
you know
what
like
I mean, for lack of a better word, phrase, whatever.
I mean, I'm not a host, and I don't want to make it a show. This is for
right. Everybody.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So, I thought Jim called you about it.
What?
I said, I thought Jim had called you about it.
No, I don't know what he's doing, man. I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't know what he's doing. But I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
Anyway, we put it out there, and of course, like the T-shirts, nobody really put in any input. No,
right?
But we took for the East Coast, it would be 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
For the Central Time, it would be 5:30 to 7:30. Mountain Time would be 4:30 to 6:30. And then the West Coast would be 3:30 to 5:30.
Sounds good.
Because that way, people that were driving down the street can, you know, listen on their way home. They can call
right.
in. They can talk about the case. They can cry, whine, whatever they want.
Hey, maybe we can set aside one day a week for freeway karaoke. I'm kidding.
that would be cool.
I'll start. Oh. That'd be a riot, wouldn't it? Get out on the West Coast and get them to do some freeway karaoke.
Yeah, actually.
You always gotta lighten the mood, man.
But
you know?
I mean, I was trying to get you involved. See if you know, we want to get about 7 to 10 people involved.
Well, let me know. Let me know what nights you need me, and I'll be there.
Well. What nights do you want?
I have no life, okay? So I'm open for anything. I really don't. I don't have a life. I don't have a man. I'm good to go. I'm free and clear.
Well,
so
I mean, like
you
I
let
said.
Me know what you need it. Huh? What?
I figure it's going to take about 3 days. Before we even get an audience.
Okay.
You know,
we're
going to sit here and talk to each other until somebody calls in.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even mind joining it in for that, you know, for a little bit. But, like, it's not something that I want to commit to full time all the time because I can't. My schedule is way too busy.
Well, that's just it. None of us can.
Just to get it off the ground. Hey, I got jokes, man. I'll get the conversation going.
You know, I mean, like I said, we had a couple of callers on Friday, one early, one late. Stephanie, I, and Nikki basically sat here and talked to each other for 2 hours.
Oh, Lord.
But, I mean, that...
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
but
just
actually,
let me know.
Cindy, this is Stephanie. She just dropped. Actually, Cindy dropped. Are you still on, Cindy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello. Okay, because on mine, you dropped your phone. You're no longer in the queue. But anyway, that's basically what we thought, is leave it an open forum, kind of cut it into half-hour sections so that, you know, somebody at 5:30 can call in and still understand what's been being talked about. We're passing on the information about Christy out in Sacramento came up with an idea about using Craigslist to build your community. Hello? Is anybody there?
No, yeah, that's something both of us have discussed. And I think it's, you know, it's an outreach, but I don't think it's a viable outreach. But it's a way to get the word out. And I that is awesome.
What do you think, Cindy? Hello?
Me?
Cindy, are you there?
Well, I think it's a great approach. There's no other way best to do that, and it's a free outlet to do it. So I think it does need to be continual. I think it is really smart, and it's a good way for people to understand that are outside of that element. Maybe they don't have a Facebook. I know tons of people that don't have a Facebook, but they search Craigslist. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think Cindy got dropped. So.
Well, and I've used Pinterest as another outlet. I mean, you have to use your social networking capabilities in every aspect.
Hang on. Cindy got dropped, so we want to bring her back in.
But anyway.
All right, I guess go ahead and continue with your kids.
Oh, no.
Hello?
I thought we were.
Yeah,
me?
For some reason it dropped her. Yeah, she got dropped for some reason.
Do we have a support base for two or three? Or I thought we had a support base for five.
Well, Nikki's phone, she didn't pay her bill. I keep trying to get Jim involved, and he keeps saying, you know. But he's also supposed to send me that law about the husband's property.
I am so sick of waiting on other people to send me shit. Like, I really am. I just start looking it up myself at this point.
Well, and that's why I started doing the work I sent you. That was just the work I did today. I'd love to get Cindy back on here because Cindy can give you so much information as that Social Security stuff.
Well, I'm still, like, right now, there's a lot of veterans. It's spring and summertime, and veterans are getting screwed like a son of a bitch. So I've been focusing a lot of time, private time, just to taking care of them. And I had to come up out of fish water for the weekend. And the fish water, I might as well have just been fishing and swimming with great whites. Came out of that today.
Water?
And then it's
what
great white
water.
Water.
Explain, girl.
It's great white water. No one wants to go there. You don't want to go in the great fish water. I lived it. I survived it.
Hey, do me a favor.
Great.
Would you
cheers.
Hang up and call back in?
All right, bye.
Yeah, because I don't know what she says. She can't get back in. So I don't know what's going on with our software. Why it's doing what it's doing. How you want? We'll just do it.
Are you there?
I just got you on conference call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for some reason my phone keeps getting stuck.
Yeah, well, I thought you couldn't get back in, so Stephanie was supposed to, she hung up, was supposed to call back in. But like I said, I know this is going to take a while to catch on. And
right.
maybe we need to move the time.
Well, start off with your heaviest populated areas, you know what I'm supposed, you know what I mean? And go from there, build out from there, you know?
Well, actually, that's what I was just babbling about. One of the guys in El Paso just went to child support jail.
To what?
I said one of our guys in El Paso, one of the big groups in El Paso,
yeah,
is a leader there, just went to child support jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his wife or his ex was hitting the kid with a stick, and when he went in to file the paperwork on her, he got picked up for back child support.
Damn, that sucks.
So
how much is he in arrearages?
He's like 6,000.
Oh, Lord.
So actually, she beat the child just so she could put him in jail.
Oh, my God.
Which is
unbelievable.
Totally ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I cannot believe it even happened. Like I said, he was in the courthouse filing the paperwork when she nailed him.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Did they pick him up from there?
Yep. Filing the paper.
Wow. That's bullshit. So he's probably going to be there a minute.
Yeah, actually, we're thinking if we can get his wife to file the corporate lien against the judge's bond.
Right.
That we might be able to get him out.
Well, let's hope so. Are you friends with Ronnie Davis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's had. I got a headache today doing all the research he sent me.
Oh, I bet. Hey, Randall, I got to call you back in 1 second. This is my kid calling it on the other line.
All right,
honey. Bye.
Anyway. All right, here we go, talking to myself again, wondering why my Bluetooth is not working. And the only way I can find out
time to be on, so I didn't think I was going to have time to be on, but apparently I have plenty of time.
Why is this thing not working? Anyway, my Bluetooth ain't
Randall.
Working. I don't want to. Yes.
It's not supporting 3 to 5.
What do you mean it's not? No, it's supposed to support 100.
Oh.
It's supposed to support 5 hosts, which means I can put 5 people on the line at once. Got 100. people, and from what I understand, you know, that's just the people that you can see. After that, it bumps you over to a thing where you can just always listen.
Well, I didn't think I was going to have time tonight for the call, but apparently I've got all the time I need, so.
Why? What happened?
Oh, nothing. I ended up with extra time that I wasn't expecting. So I was like, well, we've got the talk show. Let's do it.
Yeah, Cindy had a call from her son, so. She's, did you get a hold of Sue?
Me?
Stephanie. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I get a hold of Sue? No.
Andrew's wife.
Oh, Cindy. No, I haven't had a chance.
Okay.
I've been on the radio show where I was texting you and then talking to you, and then we had the call tonight, and I haven't talked to her yet.
All right, so.
But I also have to remember that they are an hour behind us. So my 5 or 6
right.
o'clock is, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock for her. So I'm trying to let her get home, and she's been shaken up all weekend. Like, this, I'm actually kind of worried about her feelings at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the corporate lien, file extortion on the judge, is the only way Andrew is going to get out from under this.
Well, I told Thomas to contact you. And these guys think they're very egotistical, and that's really not a good thing. But they have the Latino machismo kind of thing going on, and they're trying to take care of it, but they're not doing shit. Like, they're really not doing anything.
Well, you know, that's $6,000, and they've got that child support mentality.
Oh, it's brainwashing completely.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And until we get people to understand that and get people to understand, I mean, that's why I did that Social Security thing, is because then you can add anybody to that. And they can start seeing the stories, and they can start seeing that their Social Security is being stolen. You know what I mean? You there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, hopefully
it's
we
extraordinary.
Can get
yeah.
And if we get the normal people involved, you know, that just increases our numbers. There's almost 1,000, there's almost 1,500 people in that group now.
Yep.
And
it's
a lot
growing
of them
very
are not,
quickly.
Are not child right people.
No, it's Social Security reform. Well, I'm going
you
to have
know,
to ballot for this evening.
You're going to have to what?
I'm going to have to bow out for this evening for at least for an hour.
Hey, give me an hour and a half to sit here and talk to myself, huh?
I was trying to get you more or less to an hour, but I've got some stuff I've got to take care of that I've put up all weekend. All weekend. It was hellacious.
No, you can't be here for an hour and a half. To do nothing.
This is actually my partner's day off, and this is when we're supposed to have date time. And I.
Well, I beat it tomorrow.
So I'm trying to appease everyone at this point. but I do have to get off the phone.
All right.
Call me later or text me later, message me, whatever you need to do. But I've got to get off the phone for a little while.
Yeah, I'm surprised Crisanda or whatever said she was going to call in tonight.
Yeah, I thought a lot more people would, you know, approach this subject, especially with delicacy, and join in. But apparently not so. So, once again, it's a bunch of couch potatoes feeling sorry for themselves and, oh, I'm just going to pay what's owed to me. I don't want to change anything. Same crap, different day.
They're not even changing anything, just to call in and whine and cry. They're not even
like every page that we've been involved in since, you know, everything started, it's like everyone, it's a whine and cry story. I'm tired of hearing stories. I want to see some action. Unless you have action, I don't want to really talk to you. Like, I have nothing to say to you. You go ahead and go run in the bedroom and shut the door and fall asleep, or you just, you know, go take a nap instead of filing motions and doing things that really actually matter. I don't want to hear it anymore. Don't come at me and feel sorry for yourself when you didn't do what you knew you needed to do. Instead, you ran off to the bedroom and took a nap. You did whatever. You're the only one that's capable of doing this. And if you continue to do it, I can't support it unless you get off the couch. And no one wants to get off the couch.
Exactly. I don't understand that.
And get off the couch. So, it's crazy.
That just confuses me. I mean, for 13 years, that's all I've bitched about is, you know, how do I get off the couch and nobody wants to do anything? And now we're willing to do something. Nobody wants to get off the couch.
Yeah.
Freaking ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. I don't understand it.
Yep.
But then again,
anyway, my friend, I'm going to end my frustration on that point, because right now I'm so disappointed in everything that I've seen. I'm disappointed in what I'm seeing around me. If you want to be complacent and complain about your problems, that's fine. It does not mean I have to fight for you. I'm going to fight for those men that stand up and that are taking action to actually get their kids. They're not succumbing to, you know, keeping themselves to privatization or, you know, feeling bad for themselves. They're willing to fight. And that's what I need to keep focus on.
I think we've got to work on Andrew. We're going to work on getting him those papers together.
We need him out.
We need Andrew out. I'll call Ronnie tomorrow and see if Ronnie will actually step forward. But we got another caller. Who's 601-530-3901?
This Hello? Is Ann. Hello?
This is me.
Good night, guys. I'm out.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. All right, Stephanie. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So, Ann, how you doing?
I'm okay. Well, I've been better.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What is this call about?
It's the Blog Talk Radio software, but since none of us are DJs, we decided that we were going to put together a forum where people could call in, talk about what's going on with their cases, try to get them some help. Stephanie just got off is dealing with the firemen and police. Because they are losing their kids because of their job.
Yes. Isn't that awful?
veterans are losing their kids because they serve our country.
Right, I know.
Cindy in Sacramento is working on helping us with building, you know, communities within your city so that you can connect with people within your city.
That would be great. Mm-hmm.
And actually, what we're doing with that is we're suggesting that you put up a Craigslist ad or several Craigslist ads.
Okay.
You know, in the free areas of Craigslist.
Okay.
Are you dealing with CPS? Are you dealing family courts? Are you, you know, whatever headline you want to use.
Well, you know, I am being stalked and harassed by family court because they forced me to use a parenting coordinator. Parenting coordinator sent me a fraudulent bill for $30,000 and gave me 30 days to pay it. I filed a lawsuit against him for a fraudulent bill and for waiting. He didn't bill me for 2 years. And, you know, they keep circumnavigating that lawsuit that I filed, and they keep dragging me through family court over this bill. So I've contacted Ronnie myself, and I've asked him to work with me because they are trying to subpoena my tax records and subpoena my bank account and things like this. And they're trying to garnish me for this fraudulent bill, which I have filed a lawsuit on. Because I want him to prove.
Are you filing
I filed a lawsuit against him in circuit court, which is not family court. So I took and I filed a lawsuit, like a criminal lawsuit, against him in circuit court. And the people in family court keep circumnavigating and dragging me back into family court over this bill they're not supposed to. I have filed an ongoing lawsuit against him in circuit court, and that lawsuit is still pending, and so they are not supposed to be dragging me through family court, and I don't think they're even supposed to be doing anything to me at all, because I don't think that, you know, according to federal law, I don't think they can force me to use a parenting coordinator against my will. So,
well, they can when
you
agree to it. That's where they get you. They say, sign this agreement.
No, but
to do
see,
services.
Then yes, they do. But the thing is there's a court order. And if they make you under duress and coercion by creating these statutes, if they, you know, coerce you into doing this, then, you know, you don't owe them anything. As far as I know from reading the law, you know, if they trick you or coerce you or lie to you and tell you that you have to do this when you don't have to, I think there's a federal law out there that, you know, that you don't have to, you know. So,
okay. You talked to Ronnie, right?
I have talked to him once, but I'm hoping that I can talk to him again tomorrow to find out what to do about this, because they are subpoenaing my tax records and they're asking me to appear to give a deposition, and I don't think I have to do that either.
Don't. We have that law. We have that law.
What law is that?
You're going to make me go into my records here. I have been studying all day. My brain is kind of fried by now. But no, they cannot get you to testify. But there is what you need to do is you need to take it out of the circuit, out of the lower courts.
Uh huh.
And you need to file a commercial lien against the judge, against the CPS worker, against everybody that you can name in government.
Okay. Yeah, I've been working on that myself. And, I know there's a law. Is that the law that states that they cannot force you to testify against yourself?
Yeah, well, there's that law, but what they state there is you're not in criminal court. So they tell you that you are allowed to test, that you have no immunity rights. Basically, what they say, because it's not a criminal matter. And I'm looking it up right now here, if I can find it, because I know I read that this morning. And that is a Supreme Court. But wait, the problem, the coercion and that, it's a nice way for you to say they can't do it, and it is kind of law, but that's the only way that they get laws into effect is by coercion, and they have changed from what they call common law into equality law and the admiral judicial system. The MOT, which is the internet, is the UCC 3081 and the old UCC 2017, I believe.
So you're talking about Are you talking about 1-308? UCC 1-308. Is that it?
Yeah.
So that's the one. That's the one that I can use.
Well, that's the one that they use once you sign that paper and you didn't put under duress or you did not put without prejudice.
Right.
The assumption is that you did it knowingly. And once they can get you for doing it knowingly, go to, I got that page pulled up here. A Nation Beguiled .wordpress.com.
I can't hear you. What?
It is A Nation Beguiled.
Beguiled, B-E-G-I-L-E-D?
B-E-G-U-I-L-E-D.
Okay.
WordPress.com.
.WordPress?
Yes. Word.
Okay.
WORD.
Okay.
/2014.
Okay.
/11.
Okay.
/11.
Okay.
The word. Yeah. T-H-E.
Okay.
-UCC-connection.
okay? And they can be dialed.
Yeah, all one word.
Okay, a nation beguiled, and then what's after beguiled? Is it a nation beguiled, and then is it dot?
Dot WordPress.com.
Okay, and then /2014/11/11, and then /the-UCC-connection.
Yes.
Okay, and then that will tell me what?
That basically tells you the difference between common law and the law that they're actually using today. And
okay,
how
the difference between
the
difference between common law and equity law, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, but the thing is, I'm asking, do you think it's too late for me to use the federal laws and statutes?
No, because when they violate your rights, there is no statute of limitations.
Okay, and where is that?
That's just the Constitution.
Okay.
You have to pick these out. The reason I sent you to that one is because you have to know the difference, and you have to know why the contract you signed is a valid contract.
But I mean, how can it be a valid contract if they coerced me to sign it by using a court order?
The Railroad Commission.
I mean, because they wrote a court order which told me I had to use this man. So they coerced me into doing that. And they lied to me.
All of the laws, every law on the book today is a coercion law.
By coercing me to do that, didn't they violate my rights and I can go ahead and use the federal law against them, correct?
Right, but you have to put it in such a way. There's a case here about a ticket, about a traffic ticket.
Okay.
And the case shows that if you use what about my constitutional rights, that they actually fined the guy more money because he used a frivolous defense.
Okay, so what are you supposed to say?
Well, like I said, there's a layout here where you have to back the judge into a corner. You have to back the courts into a corner. So what you're going to do is you're going to fight the order as being unconstitutional.
Okay.
Once you fight the order as being unconstitutional, then the contract becomes null and void.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, if you fight something the wrong way, it's going to blow up in your face.
Okay. Yeah, but I knew that. I knew that this order was unconstitutional because there are laws out there stating that they cannot force me to use any specific attorney. And there are laws out there stating that the courts are free. And so, therefore, that would make this order unconstitutional. Correct?
You have the basic premise. Okay, here, the difference between common law, okay, under the UCC, and this is not so, first of all, contracts are unnecessary, okay, under the new law, agreements
can be binding if you only exercise the benefits of the agreement. It is presumed or implied that you intended to meet the obligations.
I don't understand that. Say that again.
Under the UCC, when you sign into a contract,
okay,
it is presumed you knew what you were doing. In other words, they pushed the ball back in your court. You have to prove.
No, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know that. I did not. Their order made me believe that I had to do that. That I didn't have a choice.
And I understand that. What word you're missing is it is. It's like the presumption of innocence. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
Well, when you sign a contract, presumed you knew what you were doing.
Well, no. I had no idea that I had no idea that their order was against the Constitution. If I had known, they forced me to. I would never have signed that. I didn't want to use him.
Again,
I would never have.
You're not fighting the contract. You're fighting the order.
Right.
You're trying to say
right.
You signed the contract under duress, but you can't
right.
prove duress until you prove the order was illegal.
And the order is illegal because it's forcing me to use a certain attorney, which they cannot do to me. Correct?
Well, first of all, attorneys are illegal anyway. Have you gotten that long? And have you gotten that long?
What now?
That attorneys are illegal.
Yeah. I've read it over a little bit. I've read over that one, yeah. But I do know that there is a law stating that they cannot force you to use any specific person, that person is the person that you choose. And so that
exactly.
makes this order
illegal.
Right?
Right.
So it makes it illegal.
Right. It
okay.
makes the order illegal. Once you prove the order is illegal, then you can go after the contract.
Okay.
You see what you were trying to do it backwards.
Yep, I see what
you're trying to say. You're trying to do the contract as illegal because of, you know, but you have to do it backwards. You have to spread your evidence about the order. And then you come in that you signed the contract, again, not knowing the intent because the intent was under the order, but the order is illegal now. So therefore, the intent is illegal.
Not knowing the intent?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't I say that they forced me to sign it because I thought I had to because of this illegal order that they wrote?
Because you haven't proved the order's illegal.
But you can prove that through that law, which states that they cannot force you to use any specific attorney.
Because you have to prove that an attorney is illegal in the first place.
Oh, okay.
You have everything you need. You just have it in the wrong order.
So you have to prove that the attorney is illegal, therefore proving that the order is illegal.
You prove the order is illegal. You prove that attorneys are illegal. And then prove the contract.
Okay, so it goes, you prove the order is illegal, then you prove attorneys are illegal, then you go to the contract. Then the contract is null and void.
Right.
Okay, so how would I prove that the order is illegal?
It's extortion. And under the premise of you got to prove the difference between a citizen of the United States, a citizen.
Okay.
A citizen of the United States is a government employee or a military person. You are neither. You don't work for the government, do you?
No.
Okay. You're not a citizen. You're a sovereign people.
Okay.
Therefore, under as a sovereign people, you have rights. As a citizen, you have privilege. And a privilege can be taken away from you. A right cannot be taken away from you.
Okay. Okay.
And that
so,
is under.
And so I should file.
And actually, Ann, if you just threaten to file a commercial lien, you can pretty much bet they'll all run for the hills.
Okay, so I send
really,
in that notice.
In a lot of these cases that Ronnie is winning, they're not filing anything. They're strictly going and notifying the judge that you're going to sue his, you're going to put a commercial lien against his bond. And as long as you know these laws or a partial of these laws to where you can act like you know what you're doing,
uh-huh.
You know, you don't go in there scared. You state, you know, your law, your order was illegal. Under the Supreme Court decision, attorneys are illegal. And you forced me to hire an illegal person. I'm going to file a commercial lien against your bond. What Ronnie's doing is he's just threatening to do these. And these judges are turning around and running for the hills.
Do you think
because
that he can
you
help
go,
me?
Yes. If you
okay.
can go to court, and if you can go prove that this judge gave you an illegal order, you can actually, because the law is still on the books, you can actually ask for him to be taken out to the village square and be hung by the neck until dead.
Okay.
So do you see why even the threat of a commercial lien is making these judges run for the hill?
Yeah, so do I file a notice of intent to file a commercial lien?
Actually, a lot of them are doing it through phone calls and in person. There's also what is called, and you can get one of these on the internet. It's called a COL.
A COL.
Yeah, form COL.
Okay.
Denial of rights under color of law.
Okay. And what's the form called?
Yeah, you can get it. I got one today. Because I'm
okay.
fixing to do this. I guess so. And I'm fixing to do it just to piss them off.
Okay. And what's the form color of law?
It basically says that they are denying your rights. Federal law provides that it is a criminal. It is a crime to violate the rights of a
citizen under the color of law. You can be arrested for this crime, and you can be held personally liable for civil damages. Attempting to cause a person to do something by telling that person that such an action is required by law, when it is not required by law, may be a felony.
Okay.
And, of course, the law says you are a sovereign person, and therefore you fall under all the decisions you already have.
Right. So why would I – so I would just go into court and I would just go into court and just hand this judge this color of law form?
Pretty much. Yeah, you got his name at the top. You got your name at the top. You got the citizen statement, and you put the Supreme Court decisions of the bar. That is, and basically, here it is. Whenever a lawyer is involved in a case directly or indirectly, as a litigant or assisting in counsel, all lawyers and judges have to qualify themselves, as there cannot be a constitutional trial. Let's go down here. Practice of law, occupation. It's Sims versus Heron, Ahern, A-H-E-R-N-S.
So it's Sims, S-I-M-M-S?
S, no, one M.
Sims versus Aaron?
A-H-E-R-N-S.
Okay.
271 Southwest 720, and it's a case from 1925.
Okay, and that is the one that states that attorneys are not lawful?
Well, you also have another one here. The practice of law cannot be licensed by any state. The Board of Examiners. Well, that's a Supreme Court decision.
And what's that law against the Board of Examiners?
It's swear S-C-H-W-A-R-E versus the Board of Examiners, 353 U.S., 238 and 239.
I think I have that one. I've been printing out all this stuff that he's been sending, so I'm going to read through it.
And yeah, so basically, before you talk to Ronnie, you need to have your research done, because he's not going to do the research for you.
Okay. But how do I know what to research? That's the only thing.
Well, he gives it all to you. You have all his postings?
Yes, I do. I have almost all of them.
You have to go through them, and you have to see, this works for me, this doesn't work for me. You know, this case
But how do I know what works for me? I mean, how do I know? Because, I mean, I haven't been studying this very long.
You just have to read through the cases, the Supreme Court decisions. There's a bunch of Supreme Court decisions. Let me see if I still got that page up. No, I don't. But let me see if I can figure out which one it is. There is a bunch of Supreme Court decisions on one of the family law pages. And it gives you every Supreme Court decision about how the state, unless there is imminent danger, that the parent is the only one that can make a decision in the best interest of the child.
Well, I've got those, like Troxler and Granville and Lassiter. I've got those. But how does that tie into the fact that, good Lord, let's see. So this is where I filed the color of law paper that they violated my rights, and they violated my rights by the fact that they can't make these decisions for me, trying to force me to use this attorney. That order is illegal, the attorney is illegal, and therefore that nullifies the contract.
Yeah, you put it, like I said, you'll go after, you'll use all these Supreme Court decisions to say, you don't have the right to do this. Besides the fact
okay.
that I am a sovereign person.
Okay, but how do I find the Supreme Court decisions to say I'm a sovereign person? It's the ones that you just gave me, right?
It's the ones you gave me,
Square versus the Board of Examiners and Sims versus Aarons and
That's the one that says you cannot practice law as an attorney.
Oh, so that's the attorney law. Okay.
That's the attorney law. That's the law that says attorneys are the practice of law cannot be licensed by any state.
By any state. Right. I think I've got that one. Okay, so let me go through this again.
If they're an attorney and they're in the bar, they're being licensed by the state, which is directly against the Constitution, the Supreme Court decisions.
Okay. I need to prove that I'm a sovereign citizen. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Besides the fact that the judge is an attorney and licensed by the bar. The attorney is an attorney licensed by the bar. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yes.
So you have two things where attorney is illegal and the judge did not step down because he cannot preside over a case that he has a conflict of interest in.
Oh, someone's calling me. I don't know who that is. Preside over me. Cannot preside over me that he has a conflict of interest.
Preside over a case that he has a conflict of interest in.
Okay.
And Mary, let's see, in Myers versus Nebraska and Pierce versus the Society of Sisters, established a legacy which is followed by a series of decisions holding that parenting is a fundamental constitutional right.
Right. And which one is this? Which one did you just read?
Myers versus Nebraska and Pierce versus Society of Sisters.
Society of Sisters. Pierce.
And of course, that's been held up by Moore versus East Cleveland, Stanley versus Illinois. And I only got a couple that were relevant to me. Garshwood versus Connecticut. But there's a whole list of them if I could find the page for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because you said that there was a bunch of Supreme Court decisions, but how do I know which ones to look up and which ones pertain? Are they in Ronnie's postings?
Well, yeah, but you have to read them for yourself.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I can do the research. I just need to know how to present this so that it does, so that it sticks, you know, so that it's, does that make sense?
Okay, it is. Yeah, it's protecting our children from being sold.
Being sold, S-O-L-D?
Yeah, S-O-L-D, yes.
Okay. And so that's the website?
WordPress.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
/about.
A what?
/about.
About, okay. Okay.
/United-States-Supreme-Court.
What was that?
What
did you say before? After United dash.
United dash States.
S-A-F-E.
Yes. S.
Okay.
/Supreme Court-Parental-Rights-Case-Law.
R-I-G-H-T-S.
Plural again. Parental rights.
Parental-rights-case-law. Is case law all one word?
Yes. They have, let's see what they have here. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 cases there.
And that's proving that parenting is a fundamental constitutional right.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And like I said, pretty much once you get all this in your head and your knowledge in your head.
Yes.
When you file a COL and you threaten to do a commercial lien against their bond.
Uh-huh.
You will see them all run for the hills because they know what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's if you try to do it too fast and you don't get this knowledge in your head, that they will turn around and they will try to, again, mess with you.
Well, I have this thing that they're subpoenaing me to this Friday. So I've got tomorrow morning and Wednesday to study. And then I need to file this, I guess, in court.
Well, you know what? And again, you don't even have to file it, really. Like I said, when you walk in there on Friday, if you can get enough of this knowledge and you look at the UCC, at the way you have to approach them, that you're filing under common law and that you are not under the MOT jurisdiction.
What's the MOT jurisdiction?
admiralty, like an admiral of a ship.
Oh, admiralty. I thought it was equity.
Well, no. The equity law is in there too, but the equity law is the admiralty law. Like I said, once you read that whole page, read it about three times. It took me a little while. I mean, I started last night, and I finally didn't get a clue until today.
Okay. But I need to make sure that they know that I'm not under the equity or the admiralty jurisdiction. I'm under the common law jurisdiction.
Yeah, that you are not a citizen, that you are an American.
I'm an American. I'm a sovereign being.
Right.
I got that much, and I've read that much.
Okay. Well, you have to, okay, how are you a sovereign being?
How am I a sovereign being? Because I am under the common law. I'm not under
what?
Because I'm a natural-born being of the United States.
These are the questions you are going to be asked.
So what's the answer to that?
Like I said, let's do that. I gave you the UFC site, right? The UCC site?
The UCC site. Let me see. Is that the one where you just gave it to me, Protecting Our Children from Being Sold, WordPress?
No. That is
no.
The one.
Where you gave me the A Nation Beguiled WordPress.
That's the one. Read that page.
Okay,
because
A Nation Beguiled World.
Uses a ticket to describe the two laws.
Okay.
And he shows you where the main guy goes in there going, I have my constitutional rights. And the judge basically throws him under the jail and charges him more money. Where the other guy goes in there and he asks certain questions. Am I under this law? Am I under this law? Am I under this law? What law are you putting me under? Well, when you get them around to the fact that they will give you a statutory jurisdiction, then you can turn around and say, I don't know statutory jurisdiction. Can you tell me where I can find the rules for statutory jurisdiction? Because there is none. There's civil. There's criminal. There's admiralty. But there is no such thing as statutory jurisdiction.
So statutory jurisdiction does not exist.
Right. But you got to basically put that word in the judge's mouth.
Oh,
like I said, read that page.
Okay.
Read that page and read it several times because it won't make sense to you the first time through.
Okay. I'll do some study and
the equity law. Okay. How can he put you under equity law? What is equity law?
But he can't. Equity law is when they try to make up laws and then they try to force you to do things with those laws. Right?
Instead of statutory jurisdiction, we'll say you're under equity law. Well, you just told me that's made up laws.
Right. I mean, they're made up laws because they're in direct violation with the Constitution.
So even if you use the equity law definition, fine, Your Honor, would you give me the location of the equity law rules?
Okay.
There are no rules. You just said they're made up laws. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not constitutional laws, correct?
Well, they're not law. There's no rules governing in them.
There's no what?
Rules.
Oh. Okay.
There's a rule of criminal procedure. There's a rule of civil procedure. I have never, ever seen the book called The Rules of Equity Law.
What if they say I'm under civil procedure?
You don't. Then you're allowing them to give you their answer. They're going to. They're not stupid people. They're going to give you their answer.
Okay, and then I say, not civil procedure. I am a sovereign citizen, and I am under common law.
You have to lead them into the fact that there is only common law, there's only constitutional law, and there's only the UCC. Those are the only laws, and the UCC is the equity law. But if you allow them to, and if he uses the UCC, then I'm in an international court. Well, no, you're not in an international court. Well, the UCC is under admiralty. That's an international guidelines. That's an international rules.
So
I'm not in the admiralty court. I'm not in a court of constitutional law because the Constitution already says I have my rights, not privileges. So I must be in the common law. Well, every time you get him to answer one of them, no, 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 what law, then I'm under statutory jurisdiction or I'm under equity jurisdiction. See, you're
okay.
Making that statement. You're not giving him a chance to come back with some civil procedures.
Okay.
You're giving him the answer that you want him to give you back. So you say, then I'm under equity law. And he's going to say yes or no. Well, then I'm under statutory jurisdiction. Yes. Well, would you please tell me where the rules so I can find them of statutory jurisdiction are? Well, there ain't none, so how can he answer you?
But what if he says the statute?
You have to put the words in his mouth.
But what if he says, okay, well, the rules of statutory jurisdiction are in the Kentucky Revised Statute?
Those ain't rules, those are statutes.
But that's a statute, that's not a law.
Well, not only that, but they're not rules.
Okay.
There's a book out there called The Rules of Evidence. It is the rules that they have to follow. And when he turns around and says, well, it's the rules of criminal procedure, you just told me, Your Honor, that I'm not under USC law. I'm not under UCC law. This isn't an international court. So how can I be under their rules?
So UCC law is international court, international law.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Your verbiage, as Ronnie will tell you, your verbiage is going to be very, very important. Using the word person. Instead of individual,
you can't use the
or
so we're not supposed to use the word
person. You fall under their law.
So you say I'm a sovereign people,
you're
or I'm
a sovereign
individual. Being.
You're a sovereign people. You are an American. You're not an American citizen. like I said, the verbiage you use, and Ronnie will tell you this, the verbiage you use, and once you call Ronnie and you get this information halfway into your head other than today and tomorrow.
Yes.
When you call Ronnie Thursday, Ronnie will pretty much tell you verbatim what to say.
Okay. So if I study tonight and all day tomorrow and get my things, then I can call him and he can help me.
He will definitely help you, and he'll definitely be able to give you a better... I'm learning myself. I'm basically where you are. I just happen to be sitting here all day today reading this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll be reading and tomorrow morning from about 6 o'clock till tomorrow till around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'll be studying tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, and he doesn't like you to call too late, so, you know, tuition will be pretty good.
Okay, so I should just wait until tomorrow to talk to him, correct?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he doesn't. This is his time with his kid.
Okay, so I noticed that he doesn't answer the phone until after 11 o'clock anyway,
right.
Most of the time. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And he will
say
he's really good about calling you back, too, so.
Okay. All right. Got some studying.
If you've never talked to Ronnie, he's definitely he's a great guy to talk to.
Okay. Well,
and
he'll probably
tell you the thing you're going to do Friday is you're going to call him co-counsel.
Okay, and then I'll call him and he'll be there with me?
Well, he won't be there with you, but using his name, his name's getting out there quite well.
Okay, so call him my co-counsel.
And the Supreme Court decisions about the bar is where he can claim co-counsel.
Okay.
But, yeah, you'll have all that information. I guarantee. I bet you by Friday they drop the case.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I think it's going to be that quick and that easy once you study just this a little bit here.
So on Wednesday, I have all day off on Wednesday. I'm not working on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, that's when I need to go. Shouldn't I send this color of wealth form? Shouldn't I send that certified mail to?
No, you're going to walk in and hand it to them.
Yeah, but they can just say that they never received it.
Well, you're going to have two copies, and at the bottom it says you swore notice of service. I so-and-so certify that I personally delivered this notice to the above-named recipient on and address on this date at such and such a place.
Okay. All right, so I'll stay up tonight studying. Huh?
And like I said, I just pulled it up on the internet, the color of law form, and there's like three different sites you can download it from.
So why would I send a color of law form to them instead of just go ahead and filing a notice of intent to lien?
Well, you're going to do both. Because you're going to do a lien, you're going to sue them, and you're going to take everything they own because their bond is personally secured. And the other one is, I'm going to throw your ass in jail.
Okay. And that's in the lien itself because they committed treason, correct? Against their oath of office.
Well, the lien is one thing, but the color of law is actually another one where you're saying, I'm not only going to pursue this civilly, but I'm also going to pursue it criminally.
Okay. All right. I got it. So I need to get the color of law form. I need to study what you gave me and rehearse it. And then I need to fill out that notice of intent to lien for the judge and for these people.
Yeah.
There's three.
You're going to name
everybody. Okay. Hey, I have a question. Can I file a commercial lien on a children's counselor?
You can sue anybody you want. You know, you just have to prove that they violated. The commercial lien is more of a government lien.
Right, I did some research on commercial liens and the remedy, seeking remedy and recourse via commercial liens. And I printed out a bunch of stuff last night, and I took all the stuff that Ronnie has given me, and I've organized it into file folders, and I've read through quite a bit of it. And so, I mean, I have been studying. I had to work today, and I didn't have time. And then I got home, and I got that piece of paper in the mail.
Oh, yeah, like I said, by Friday, you'll be read up enough that you could talk a good story.
Okay. Okay. Trying to take my money.
At that point, they usually run for the hills.
Okay. Okay.
Because they don't want you to file, because once you file, it's all over with.
Okay. Okay.
If you actually filed a commercial lien, it cannot be dismissed. It cannot go away.
Okay. I'm wondering, though, if I shouldn't just go ahead and just file it.
The thing with filing it, you got to remember, okay, how much do you want them to know your name, and how much do you want them to maybe screw with you?
Okay.
That's the difference between the intent and actually filing it. Because once it's filed, you actually become an enemy of the state.
Oh.
They don't like you no more.
Do I legally become an enemy of the state?
Well, you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just saying that you go from being just a pain in their ass to somebody they want to catch. They want to nail. They want. Unless you just really want to put the judge in jail.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put him in jail. I want them to stop doing this to me. I mean, this bill is fraudulent. I mean, I've proven the bill is fraudulent, and I've already filed that in court, you know, and they just keep coming at me, even though they know that this is a bogus bill.
It's all about the money.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
It's
absolutely
all about the money.
Yes, I know. I mean, I've done studying on that, too, the Title 4D and all of that, and these, you know, parenting coordinators. And, I mean, I know it's all about the money. It's just, I just cannot believe that they just, I mean, they literally have sent me a bill for $30,000 and given me 30 days to pay.
Hey, they're using the kids in Postal Services as guinea pigs for new drugs.
Oh, I know. For the psychotropic drugs. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. And they'll take anybody's children at the drop of a hat, and they'll start doing that to them. I know. I understand. It's okay. Well, I appreciate your...
They've went too far, and we need to start throwing people in jail.
Once what?
I said they've gone too far, and we need to start throwing people in jail.
Well, I know. I guess that's what I was wondering, if maybe I shouldn't just go ahead and file a notice of intent to file a lien. You know what I mean?
Well, you are. You're going to file both of them, and you're going to say it. And when you get to court, and Ronnie will give you everything you need there, but he just wants to make sure that when you go, you know kind of what you're saying, and you know how to speak it.
Now, he said something about a grand jury complaint form.
That's going to be, you can go that way too.
Well, which, is that a different route?
No, it's all basically the same stuff.
So I can file that along with my notice of intent to file a lien?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're saying I probably won't even need to do that.
Not if you really, it just depends on how far you want to go, but you got to act like you're going to do it.
Okay.
It's the bulldog behind the fence. Is he going to bite or is he just bark?
I don't know. I have no idea if they're going to run.
It depends on how far they think they can push you. And if you fought them this far, I'm pretty sure they're going to decide that they can't push you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to study tonight. I'm going to wake up early tomorrow morning, and then I'll try to contact Ronnie tomorrow.
There you go. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
Not a problem.
Hopefully I'll be able to study some too, and I'll be able to help some people after I have some time.
I've done some studying.
I just haven't studied.
That's what we're all here for.
Okay. All right.
But remember that idea about getting a court watch in your neighbor? Some people don't want to go to extremes with the corporate lien and all that. Some people want to play within the illegal laws. So what they do is they do a court watch where people will go in and they'll watch the family courts and you make an affidavit of what you saw, and you can actually put that into somebody else's case file.
Wow.
And when we start getting these court watch going and these communities going, we'll see a lot less of this corruption.
Okay. Well, I would be willing to do that after I get this taken care of. I would definitely be willing to do that court watch. Not a problem.
Well, like I said, we're telling everybody to use Craigslist and start connecting with people in your city.
Okay.
And you're not there for verification of whether so-and-so was doing drugs. You're not there to find out if so-and-so was really beating their kid. You're there to strictly watch the court.
Yes, I understand. That's a good thing. Okay. Well, I've got some studying to do. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. You have a good night, Ann.
Thanks. Good night.